Cloud Incident Response Runbook, the first 30 minutes, the concrete playbook for the first 30 minutes of a cloud security incident, IAM isolation, evidence preservation via EBS snapshot and cloud trail export, and blast radius analysis with Athena queries. Cloud Incident Response is not like traditional IR. The blast radius can expand to dozens of regions and hundreds of services in minutes. Evidence can be overwritten or auto-deleted. Attackers who have established persistence through secondary IIAM users or Lambda backdoors will survive initial containment if you don't check for them. And every decision you make or fail to make in the first 30 minutes shapes whether you end up with a contained incident or a prolonged breach investigation. The decisions that matter most in those first 30 minutes are sequencing decisions. Do you isolate the compromised principal first or preserve evidence first? Do you stop the affected EC2 instance or snapshot it first? The right answers depend on the scenario, but the decision framework must be worked out before the incident, not during it. The isolation versus evidence trade-off. Every incident responder faces this dilemma. Isolating the compromised credential immediately stops the attacker's current access, but also destroys the window for observing what they do next. Watching and waiting risks additional data exfiltration and additional persistence. The right sequencing for most scenarios: preserve first, then isolate. Evidence preservation takes 5 minutes if you're prepared. CloudTrail log export and EBS snapshot creation are fast, non-disruptive operations. Isolating an IAM principal is a single API call that takes seconds. The 5-minute window between preservation start and isolation is an acceptable risk in almost every scenario, unless you're watching active data exfiltration at scale, in which case isolate first and accept incomplete forensics. Phase 1, evidence preservation, minute 0:10, export CloudTrail logs to a dedicated forensic S3 bucket. This bucket should exist before any incident. Create it with S3 object lock in compliance mode so nothing written to it can be deleted or modified during the retention period. Take EBS snapshots of affected EC2 instances while they're running. Memory artifacts, running processes, network connections, in-memory keys are lost when an instance stops. The disk state at time of compromise is captured in the snapshot. Enable VPC flow logs if not already active. They won't capture historical traffic, but they'll capture any ongoing lateral movement or data exfiltration that occurs during your investigation window. Phase 2, IAM containment, minutes 10:20. The fastest, most reversible containment action is attaching an explicit deny all inline policy. Unlike deleting the access key, irreversible, an inline policy takes effect within seconds and can be removed when you've rotated to clean credentials. Revoke all active STS sessions. For roles, use STS revoke session by attaching an inline policy with a date less than condition on AWS token issue time. This revokes all existing sessions for the role, including sessions with token expiry, times up to 12 hours in the future. Disable console access by deleting the login profile for the compromised IAM user. Phase 3, blast radius analysis. Minutes 20:30. With the principal contained, the key question is, what did they actually do? Query. CloudTrail using Athena against your CloudTrail lake or S3 back trail. Look specifically for 4 classes of actions. STS, assume role. Did they pivot to other roles in this account or cross account? S3, get object and S3.list bucket. What data did they access? IAM.createUser, IAM.createAccessKey, IAM.createLoginProfile. Did they establish persistence? EC2, run instances, Lambda, create function. Did they deploy resources for ongoing access? A specific query to identify cross-account role pivots. Any assume role where the role ARN contains a different account ID than your account indicates cross-account pivot. And means you need to contact the owner of that account. Post-incident recovery checklist, export CloudTrail logs to Forensic S3 bucket with object lock EBS snapshot of all affected instances while running. Enable VPC flow logs if not already active. Attach deny all inline IAM policy to compromise principal revoke all active sessions. STS token revocation policy. Disable console access for compromised user run. Athena blast radius query for last 24 hours. Check for STS. Assume role pivots to other roles or accounts. Check for new IAM users, access keys, or login. Profiles created. Check for new EC2 instances, Lambda functions, or ECS tasks. Review S3 bucket policy changes during compromise window. Generate IAM credential report. AWS IAM generate credential report. Rotate all access. Keys for compromised principal and assumed roles. Scope. Breach notification obligations from S3 access logs. Document full timeline for post-incident review. The organizations that handle cloud incidents, well-practiced, there's this playbook before they needed it. They ran tabletop exercises, tested the Athena queries, confirmed the forensic bucket had object lock, and verified that the containment policy snippet actually worked. Don't build this runbook during the incident. Cloud Defender includes a one-click incident response workflow that preserves evidence, isolates the compromised principal, and runs blast radius analysis automatically, reducing the first 30 minutes playbook from manual steps to a supervised automated response.